I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The West Bank city of Ramallah welcomed a famous guest over the weekend. For the first time, an original Picasso is on display in the Palestinian territory. The painting is a Cubist portrait from 1943 called Buste de Femme. The World's Matthew Bell went to see it earlier today.
The show is called Picasso in Palestine. It's really just a single painting, but Charles Esch, director of the Dutch museum that owns the painting, can report that the show has created lots of buzz.
I was in the taxi recently, and I said, can I go to the Academy? And they said, oh, we don't know where the Academy is in Ramallah. And I said, Picasso, Picasso. And he said, oh yeah, Picasso, I know that. No problem.
But getting the painting here involved lots of problems. It took 2 years to pull off. There were questions about insurance for a $7 million painting. As with any important art exhibit, there was security to worry about. Of particular concern was moving the Picasso down a stretch of road between the Israeli checkpoint outside of Ramallah and the part of the city controlled by Palestinian security forces. It's a security no man's land, says Khalid Horani, director of the International Art Academy in Ramallah, but they found a solution.
The only way to protect the work was inviting the media from all over with their cameras. So instead of having guns or Kalashnikov, we have cameras to protect the work.
And it worked?
It worked. It's here now, as you can see.
A young Palestinian artist on hand, Osama Nazal, says there is great symbolism in having a work by Picasso here in the West Bank.
There are many countries in the world that have been established states for many years that have failed to bring Picasso into their country at a time that we, who are venturing on establishing a state, already have Picasso in our state.
The historical record is not clear on what Pablo Picasso thought about the Arab-Israeli conflict specifically, but art professor Linda Morris of Norwich University, who helped with this project, says the artist would have approved.
I have a feeling if he was still alive, he'd be here today.
And what gives you that feeling?
Because this situation and trying to humanize it through art is exactly what Picasso stood for, and that's why I feel certain that he would be here.
For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Ramallah in the West Bank.